This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Jeff dribbles on Nate Williams. Stops on the logo. Waits for Butler. He'll pop out on the left wing. Waits for Draymond. Screen set. Butler over to Pajemski. Pump fake. Dribbles in. Finds Draymond. Top of the key three. It's good! Draymond Green. He hits a clutch three in Clutch City.
He certainly does, Tim Roy. The great Tim Roy on the call right there. I want to show some love for Tim on this Valentine's Day here in the Bay. Good morning to all of you. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend. Again, it is Love Day, Valentine's Day, Heart Day, whatever you want to call it. So if you haven't bought those flowers, chocolates, gifts, this, that, and the other, go do that because you need to tell your person in your life that you're meaningful to them. And don't give me the, oh, I tell them that every single day BS. No. You got to do it today. I don't care if they're sick. I don't care if you have one, someone else in mind. Go tell your mom if you need to, if you don't have anyone. All right? Your dad, I don't care. All right, Joe Shasky. Hell of a win last night. 105-98. Draymond Green with the clutch three, his only three-point make of the night. Steph with 27. Moses Moody, all he does is score double-figure points. And you go 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. You salvage the road trip at 3-3. And you head into the All-Star break at 28-27, a game over 500. I'm feeling great, Joe Shasky.
I'm feeling amazing, and I'm about to pull a Rambo. So just hang tight. Whoa. as I rat-a-tat-tat some of these takes. Put the Warriors to the side for 1 minute. Count it out. 1 minute. Valentine's is the most overrated holiday of all the holidays. Happy birthday to my mother, whose birthday happens to fall on Valentine's Day. I love you, Mom. You're the best. I just know that I absolutely love you. You're my biggest fan. I don't know why. And just know that we all love you and we wouldn't be anywhere without you. And just shout out to all the moms out there, but in particular, my mother and my father would have been celebrating and are celebrating their 45th, wedding anniversary on Sunday. So nice. This time is always an emotional one for me. That being said, Valentine's is hands down the most overrated Hallmark garbage freaking holiday of the year.
Why?
It is ridiculous.
Why?
Because the expectations of the man are through the roof, and in this equality world that we live in, you're supposed to get jewelry and chocolates and flowers, and everything goes through the roof. You want to talk about inflation? The prices of roses the week of Valentine's are through the roof for something you're going to throw out in 7 days.
It doesn't have to be roses. It could be sunflowers. It could be lilies. It doesn't have to be roses.
All right, now the 60 seconds is up. Let's get to the Warriors. They closed out a game in the final 5 minutes, and they looked really good in the half court. Now, there was a couple of mistakes. Steph Curry throwing the ball into no man's land. I mean, geez Louise. Draymond Green hitting a three late in that game.
Pajemski
with the step-throughs. And then Jimmy Butler running some of that high pick-and-roll action off ball after making the pass in the corner to Draymond Green. So many great things to love from that final 5-6 minutes. I don't care it's the Rockets. You got to stack wins. I'm happy that they played. That was a big win. Huge momentum, 3-1 since the Jimmy Butler deal. You got to love it. You got 8 days off until your next game. Let's go.
The Rockets coming out to play.
You feel like that? Was that Draymond yesterday? The Rockets coming out to play. I gotta say this about the Rockets. I thought the Rockets were absolutely gonna blow out the Warriors yesterday because I was under the impression when the show ended that, you know, I don't think Steph's gonna play or Draymond. But, you know, the news came down that, hey, it's gonna be Steph, it's gonna be Dre, it's gonna be Jay. Everyone's playing tonight. So they even felt the desperation in that own locker room. The disappointing they lost in Dallas was not going to bleed in to the next day.
Yes.
So they played all their guys that were available. Pat Spencer come on down. They went with a different lineup, the starting lineup, and I liked it.
I like Pat Spencer.
He had some plays. I wasn't mad at him.
I like him more than everybody else does, and that's fine. No, like, I know he's not a difference maker.
Goo was gassing him up yesterday. Goo likes him, too.
Shocker. Goo likes somebody who's played a couple of minutes.
Don't go to my guy Goo. He was looking fresh yesterday. Him, Mark Spears, Sal Castaneda.
He didn't tell us where he was going, and it was a private party.
That's right, because, hey, he's a private person. Draymond Green, Jimmy Buckets, Steph Curry, Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski in that starting lineup. I love that.
I did, too.
And we heard Steve Kerr after the game. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. He's going to be a mainstay in that starting lineup going forward, Brandon Pajemski, till Kuminga comes back, obviously. We'll see how that changes things. And, again, starting lineup, we've talked about it. You and Bonte have talked about it. And speaking of Bonte, he's going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, as he does each Friday here on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky.
Speaking of Bonte Hill, you think he has a change of heart and now he's loving the Jimmy Butler deal?
You know, I'm just well-rounded.
He is just well-rounded. You know what? Pivot, don't panic. That's what you taught him all these years, Joe Chasky.
I'm good with that.
So you know what? And I'm going to defend Valentine's Day because you know what? It's a holiday centered on love and showing appreciation for someone. And you know what? That's okay in my book. Benny is so excited. Young Benjamin, my five-year-old, he is so excited. He made a bunch of different Valentine's Day and goodie bags for all of his classmates today, Joe Chasky. Oh, and you know what he said? Awesome. There's a specific girl in his class. I think Chloe's her name. And he's like, you know what? When I give this to Chloe, I think she's going to give me a hug. How cute is that?
Oh, my gosh.
How cute? A hug. I know. It's a big deal. TK,
Joe, I mean, might have to have the talk pretty soon.
Relax over there. My father did have 10 kids. But this, that, and the other. Valentine's Day is showing appreciation. You know what? I appreciate the young guys on this Golden State Warriors team right now. Brandon Pajemski, hey, 7-17. Hey, he was getting the shots up, and I wasn't mad at it yesterday.
I thought the first two quarters he was excellent. And then the first quarter in particular, it
great.
Set the tone.
The energy, right?
100%. The balancing of the floor. And look, is he a little hesitant at times?
Yes.
Absolutely. There's undeniable. But when he hit that left-handed layup off the off foot in the fourth quarter, I don't think he makes that a week or two ago.
The Euro step, is that the
it
one?
Was it was a really nice play.
He's been really good with that Euro lately. And I want to shout out, again, Moses Moody. Another double-digit point performance from Moses Moody, who was playing tremendous defense.
His defense with Pods, I think the two of them combined for like 7 or 8 steals and a couple of blocks. I thought they did a great job trapping late in the game. Like, because to me, situationally, the Warriors have been pathetic defensively.
Speaking of pathetic
late in games.
Pathetic yesterday. The offense of the Houston Rockets, and credit the Warriors defense. Again, Moses Moody, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. Amen Thompson, I like him.
He's so good.
He does 5 turnovers yesterday.
I know, but
you got to attack these young guys.
What's he, 19?
He's super young.
I mean, he's going to be amazing.
Again, I always say it, when LeBron James has body envy of you, I'm going to take notice, and Amen Thompson is a physical freak. But again, only 4 points yesterday, 2-7. Dylan Brooks didn't do anything basically yesterday.
Thank God.
Yeah, right? Alperen Şengün, a guy who's an all-star, who's legit.
Who's giving us fits.
Only 10 points, 4 of 10. They did a great job on him. Aaron Holiday, he got his, but 2 of 9 from the 3-point line, 25 points for him. So inefficiency basically everywhere. And it wasn't a great offensive game from either team, but that was the kind of win you needed. After a grinded out, you know, loss the night before, being able to come, I wanted to say come back because you almost blew the game because you had a 20-point lead. But that was a win that I think they needed for the mentals.
Absolutely.
They blew the lead, but you have Jimmy Butler back, and you have Jimmy Butler in these situations now to help you right the ship. And
Joe,
you brought it up, Joe Chasky,
yeah.
Slowing everything down. Half court, hey, Pods, Moody, go to the corner. Steph, Draymond, other side.
Yep.
Let's high pick and roll. He's just going to cut right to the basket. Just, again, going back to Moses, parting the Red Sea, easy layup.
They need to play. Look, do I want them to blow everyone out? Of course I do, but that's not realistic. The reality is they need to play in as many close games as possible so that they could figure out the final 5 minutes and start to feel confident. Every Warrior fan thought the same thing yesterday. Uh-oh. right? Yeah. 6 minutes to go. Uh-oh, what's going to happen? And credit to the Warriors and Steve Kerr for putting out the appropriate combinations of players out there. He subbed Looney out after I thought Looney was good, gave them some good minutes, and put Draymond back in. And they galvanized themselves, and I thought that they played a much better brand of basketball in the half court offensively. Steph, you're going to play with the ball. Jimmy, now you're going to play with the ball. All right, now we're going to run action where Steph is screening and everyone's going to jump on him. And then, to your point, Jimmy cuts back door. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's going to get the ISO out on the perimeter all by himself. Steve Kerr needed that, and I think the team needed that. There was some good and bad yesterday from Steve Kerr. Obviously, everyone playing, great. Love that. Love that he didn't play, you know, Buddy Hield more than about 15 minutes yesterday. I don't know what he ended up with, but it just felt like that was a really smart move and putting Pods back in the starting lineup. Like that.
14 minutes for Buddy.
The only negative, and I said it when they made the deal. You got to have Butler or Curry on the floor at all times. Yeah. One of the two. And there was I don't know how many total minutes. Someone could check this out. Curry, Draymond, and Butler on the bench, end of the third, and they started to fight back. Yeah. And next thing you know, boom, a 7-point swing, and Houston goes on a little run, and they have life. I hope it's a lesson learned. You have to have one of those guys on the floor at all times.
And I think we also learned that just because you add Jimmy Butler, and again, it's only been four games, you know, it's hard to shake those old habits die hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what we're getting out with the Warriors. They had a 20-point lead, 20-plus point lead multiple times in that game, and they tricked it off late. Sure, Steve Kerr, but also the players, too. They have this switch in their brain that just shuts off for some reason when adversity hits late in the fourth quarter. They just turn into just a dumb team sometimes. I was like, what are we doing? Like, there is championship medal from three of those guys on the team. I know Jimmy hasn't won one. He's been to the finals twice. He's a championship type of player. Him, Steph, Draymond, and it was refreshing to see when push came to shove, when they needed a big bucket and they trimmed that lead to just a 2-point lead, Houston that is, Steph with a massive 3-pointer to calm everything down with 6 minutes to go. They end up taking that 9-point lead late, Draymond 3-pointer, and they come away with the victory, 28-27, 13-14 on the road. 105-98 the final, 888-957-9570. They're 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. Like, are you feeling this positive momentum, Dub Nation, heading into this All-Star break? And we're going to be talking about the All-Star game today because, you know what? We want to create some excitement. Like, I am actually legitimately, after that win last night, I'm excited about this team and what this season is going to have in store. And I think it came at the perfect time for rest, for Jimmy, get some of that wind back under him. Steph, get those knees, ice them, double ice, triple ice. I don't know what you're doing. You need to do something. Just relax. Draymond, same thing. Great game from him last night. It could not have come at a better time with the momentum, with the Jimmy Butler addition, with all of that. And it's here in the Bay Area, yes. Downtown San Francisco. You mentioned it. You're already seeing stuff go up.
Yeah.
We're seeing big pictures of Giannis, KD, Steph. It's going to be awesome. And by the way, thank you. Shout out to those on YouTube. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We got Anthony Slater in studio. Not in studio. It's Bonte Allen studio. Anthony Slater, 8 o'clock. Bonte in studio at 9. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? By the way, shameless shout-outs, 7:45, Valentine's Day. Boys, girls, come on up. Shout them out. Valentine's Day, shameless shout-out, 7:45. Cannot wait for that. It's a fun show, man. I'm excited.
The best I've felt about the Warriors since the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty straightforward to me. The other part of this is there anything more hilarious and predictable than a late Draymond Green either layup or three-pointer that puts the team up what I would consider like night-night time? When he hits the shot and then he does like this as he's going back.
It's always fun.
And he does the face and everything. It's just, Dre is hilarious.
Vintage Draymond, right? Like he's talking his talk.
Steph made a great pass to him, and then Steph also had one of the worst lob turnovers late in that game to Jimmy Butler.
It just again, timing. They got to figure it out.
I love this, Steph, but like there are some turnovers that are just inexcusable from an all-time legend.
I feel you. Hey, got to the free throw line last night. Were you encouraged by that? 9 attempts.
They shot over 80% for the first time in however many consecutive games. They're the only team in the league to do that. That hasn't done that since December.
That killed the Rockets yesterday. The Rockets got to the line 18 times. They were 10 of 18.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
No, and then the Warriors juxtaposed that 24 and 27, 89%. It was 88.9, just round it. 89% from the free throw line. That is significant. Jimmy Butler, perfect. Steph, 8 of 9. Again, it's weird to see 8 of 9 and not perfect from Steph. Starting to, again, I don't want to be that guy. Make those free throws, Steph, but I'm going to take it easy on you. He's had to carry this team for God knows how long, and he finally looks like he has a running mate in him, and Jimmy Butler, who didn't shoot the ball great yesterday, but again,
he was rugged, but
he makes the big buckets when they need him to, and that's why you brought in Jimmy, right?
He missed a couple layups though as well, and the continuation of the missed layups is kind of driving the fan base insane.
Yeah.
It just is, and so like they've got to finish harder around the rim. I mean, that's just it's probably going to be a continued problem for this team. They desperately also need a perimeter defender to help out. They need Kuminga back in the worst way. Like, they really do. The Moses Moody, I like him in the four, not necessarily like a 3-2. I just think he gets out on somebody, and they kind of dribble right around him. He either closes out too slow, too fast, jumps out too hard. That is a consistent problem for this team. But again, this is the best they've played in months as a team, and it feels like the joy is back with a variety of these guys.
Are you feeling that joy? Is it joyful to watch this team now, Dub Nation, for the first time basically all season since Joe Shasky said the first few weeks? Has that joy returned for you watching this squad? Do you have a newfound sense of optimism watching this team with Jimmy Butler? Again, they're 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. Probably should have been 4-0, if we're being quite honest. Bad loss against the Mavericks, but you know what? They bounced back today on the back end of a back-to-back against, again, a Rockets team that right now is fourth in the West. The West is really freaking good. I was just looking, and it's kind of a joke. And, you know, Adam Silver is going to be here, and I don't think this is ever going to happen, but in basketball, more so than any other sport, I feel like it needs to. Like, can we do away with the West versus East and just do seeding? One through
talk
whatever
playoffs.
They play? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The fact that the 76ers at 20-34, they are 14 games under 500. They are one game out of the 10th spot in the East. The Warriors are 28-27 and clinging to the 10th spot in the West. Now, that's a joke.
I know.
That's an absolute joke that the Golden State Warriors may not even make it, and they could be over 500. Now, I think the Suns are fading. They've lost 3 in a row. They look like they're in shambles. I don't know what the Spurs are doing. They're giving like 50-year-old Chris Paul like starting minutes still when they got Stephon Castle barely playing. I don't know what they're doing. I think Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports, they're like quiet tanking. Like, you've ever heard of quiet quitting? Like, the Spurs are kind of quiet tanking still.
Kind of like the Giants the last couple of years.
Hey, battle for 500, baby.
Don't tell anyone.
But does that bother you,
We're
Joe?
Tanking.
Like, when you look at the standings in the East versus West, and I get it. This has been a thing for the last...
My whole life.
Right, for your whole life, basically.
The Warriors won 48 games and didn't make the playoffs the year after, we believe.
Exactly.
It's the most ever, I believe. I don't know if it's still a record, but at the time, for a team to win that many games and not make the playoffs.
It's an absolute joke, though, is what I'm getting at. And I would love to see a reseeding. I don't think it's going to happen. And I get it. Like, then the argument, you know, would be, oh, you know, the Cavs, like, you'd have to do, what are they doing in baseball now, where they're making the schedule just...
Well, the problem is this.
Universal schedule, I forget the name, but you're playing every team.
Name me the Pacific Division in the NBA.
No one cares. It's all the West Coast teams, basically.
Yeah, but it's stupid. Like, we all can agree. Like,
well, that used to matter, remember that? You could win the division and you get the home court.
Automatic four.
Yeah, because it used to be like the NFL.
Yes, yeah. And so, like, to me, like, I would do away with those. I would just go, you know, basic schedule. You play everybody three times.
Three times, perfect, right?
Simple.
Simple. Like the Cavs, the Celtics, the Knicks, Pacers, Bucks, I'll throw the Pistons. Like, those are legit teams. Magic, we'll see. They've had some injuries. They're kind of fugazi, I think, too. I love Paolo. I love Franz, but their offense is not very good. Hawks are a joke. Heat, they're going to be tanking here soon, I feel like. I know Heat culture probably won't allow that, but they've lost 4 in a row. They're in shambles. Bulls have stunk ever since Michael Jordan left. 76ers again. And then the Nets, like, it's just frustrating when I see the Warriors clinging to the 10th spot, and they would be the 6th spot potentially right now in the East. It's just, I'm sorry. I hate to harp on it. We got Anthony Slater coming up at 8 o'clock, Bonte Hill in studio at 9. And again, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming all day long. We got a lot to get into today because final day to qualify for the knockout, yes. Joe Shasky. That is big. Still giving away Curry 12s, the What the Bay 12s.
Wow.
Still giving those away. Those have released today. I don't know if it was like a certain time they released, but UA.com. So check that out. But we're going to give away a pair in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, be listening for your opportunity to win a trip to Vegas, a stay at Circa, and $20,000 for you and three guests. So we have all that coming up today. It's a feel-good Friday. It's a payday Friday. It's an all-star game weekend Friday, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Also, check this out. Not only is this segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water, Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy will be broadcasting live tonight, Joe Shasky, from the Amador Club from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. It's 85 Cigar Night, a party thrown by one Chad, formerly Johnson, Ocho Cinco, and Terrell Owens, former teammates in Cincinnati, as you know. Other celebrities on hand include Dusty Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson. Just keep adding all the Warriors you can think of there, Warriors legends, and many more. Brought to you by Pickle Bash. Check that, the Celebrity Pickle Bash, for your tickets to this weekend's events. Go to celebritypicklebash.com. Hey, single Evan, single Mark, getting after it tonight with Chad Ocho Cinco, T.O. Can't wait.
Does he really, like, put Ocho Cinco on his tax returns?
I'll tell you on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Curry's on the right side. Curry slowly comes up. Ball goes to Draymond, left corner. Bounce pass, Butler, right down Broadway, a two-hand slam. The Warriors designed that perfectly because of all the gravity, all the defenders were looking at Curry.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, the great Tim Roy on the call right there. Love you, Timmy. Love you, Steve Kerr. He's feeling good about this team. Why shouldn't he? 105-98 win over the Houston Rockets. You're 28-27. You have momentum heading into this break. You get to relax, Steve. Chill. Hey, have a couple drinks, some cigars, maybe tonight with Evan and Grandy. Chad Ocho Cinco. By the way, speaking of the Warriors, and obviously Chase Center is going to be holding the All-Star game on Sunday, Joe Shasky.
Yeah.
You too can shoot hoops at Chase Center.
Bono?
I'm going to tell you how. Bono?
You too?
Oh, God. Okay. That was.
All right. I'll get my guru on.
I like South Park's portrayal of
Bloody
Bono
Sunny
best.
Monday.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. There you go. What a chance to shoot hoops on the floor of Chase Center. We will give out a keyword sometimes between 8 and 8:30. The biddy makes him strong. Thank you. Between 8:30 and 9, when you hear the sounder, you don't have to play it now. Don't worry. Be the first to call in and give us the keyword, and you will win a spot in the tournament and a chance to shoot hoops on the court at Chase Center. Tournament will be held on Monday, March 3rd. Again, listen in the 8 o'clock hour today, 12 o'clock hour in Steiny and Goo, 4 o'clock hour of Willard Dibbs, and you have to be 18 to win and be a California resident. It is the last day to qualify for the knockout tournament. All right, quick segment here, Joe Shasky. So that means we could talk about something that's, you know, not full of joy right now. It's not an unpleasant conversation. It just needs to happen. I'm having a very hard time picturing Buddy Hield in a Golden State Warrior uniform at the start of next season. I think these are the last few months we're going to see Buddy Hield in a Golden State Warrior uniform. I don't see, you know, him and his minutes and the allocation. Maybe there's an injury and he pops back up. But, you know, 14 minutes off the bench yesterday, you heard Steve Kerr in his comments talking about Pajemski. And actually, real quick, let's play that real quick about Pajemski being the starting five going forward, because it ties into what I'm going to talk about with Buddy Hield.
We felt like it was the right time to do it. I think Brandon has played so well over the last couple weeks that like, he needs to be in that starting group now. He gives Steph another ball handler, decision maker. He makes a lot of plays out of nothing with his brain and his skill. It was good to get him out there. I imagine he's going to be out there now, you know, as a starter for a while. Obviously with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I thought Moses complimented those guys really well. We'll see how it goes from here. We got JK coming back hopefully within a couple of weeks, so we always have options, but I think BP's got to be out there.
So you got Pods in there, Moses Moody getting the starting nod last night. I love Moses in there, and I love him in the late game situations as well. God bless you. So Buddy Hield again, bless you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, am I gonna make it through this show?
I hope so. Are you gonna make it to Hawaii? Are you gonna make it to Hawaii, buddy?
Just don't even do that.
I'm just kidding. You're gonna be fine. You gotta make things light. But Buddy Hield right now, 14 minutes off the bench last night, 1 of 5, 0 of 4 from the three-point line, and you're supposed to be a three-point shooter, and if we've learned from Buddy, if he's not making a three-point shot, he's really not giving you much on the court there. Is this kind of like the last hurrah of Buddy Hield in Golden State here in these last few months, Joe Shasky? Is that too strong for me to say right now as we're trying to be positive and they're a game over 500? It's just tough to watch at this point.
Buddy is just a guy who just doesn't need to play as much as he does. I think he will have some usefulness in some specific matchup somewhere down the line. He will have his moment because I don't want to write him off. Like, Jarebko had a moment, all right? Like, Bielitsa had a moment. Nick Young had a moment. Now,
I mean, all those other teams were so much more stacked than this one.
Well, Jarebko, that team didn't go anywhere. But I'm just saying, like, in general, like, to write him off completely and just bury him, like, he will come back around. He'll get a chance somewhere, sometime. The days of playing 30 minutes a game, I think the last week, because of the trade deadline, has disproportionately had him on the floor more than even the team, the coach, or any of the players would like. Let's think about this. Before the trade deadline, he was down to like 15 to 20 minutes a game. And I'm looking at it. The 10 games prior. 21 minutes, 20 minutes, 25, 19, 20, 20, 15, 19, 18. Then the trade deadline happens and you're kind of hollowed out. You don't have a lot of pieces. 31, 35, 28, 31, 28. And then yesterday, 14. I think we should just all pump the brakes and let's not crush the guy. I haven't been enamored with his play either. He's going to go back to being a 12-minute a night, 15-minute a night, depending on the matchup guy, off the bench. Anything you get is gravy. That's the way I'm viewing it. And he will have a moment at some point down the line. When Kuminga comes back, it might be even lower than this.
That's a good point. And, you know, even you say he might have a moment. He had a moment last year that not a lot of people remember for the 76ers, I'm sure. But he had that first half in game in the first round, right? He had that. So he might be able to do something like that.
You never know.
You never know. But
so, now let's get to the Pods versus Pajemski. Pods versus Hield, excuse me. Buddy Hield, if he's not hitting shots, all right, he doesn't bring a lot to the table. Mm-mm. That being said, he's actually rebounding better than you think, and the assist numbers are actually not that bad. He gets a couple assists a game, but when you have to say
actually not that bad, I hear you, but it doesn't really instill confidence in me.
But if I'm looking at overall floor game and moving the ball around, setting up the offense, Pajemski's doubling his assist total.
Oh, I thought you were mentioning Hield in that one. Apologies. You're talking about
Pods. I was mentioning Hield.
Okay.
He will get a couple of assists.
Yes.
Pods, though he doesn't rack up 10 assists a game, he actually moves the ball better and sets up like the hockey assist style. I pass to you, you pass to him, he scores.
He's also been an irritant defensively, and I say that in the best way possible. He had 4 steals yesterday. I think Jimmy Butler playing with a guy like that and learning from a guy like Jimmy Buckets is going to do great for a guy like Brandon Pajemski, who could, you know, look at Jimmy and say, man, how does he do that? How does he intercept those passes? How does that IQ, he's allowed to see like 3 steps forward, if you will.
Yes.
That's going to be great for Pods because he's not the biggest guy, but I think Pods, what, 6'5"? He's listed at 6'4", 6'5"?
He plays bigger.
He plays bigger, though, for
and
sure.
And more active. But yes. So I guess where I'm going with this is, since returning from injury, Brandon Pajemski has averaged 28 minutes a game. He's scoring 14 a night. He's getting you almost 5 assists. And he's getting you 4 defensive rebounds on a team that doesn't rebound really well. I don't know if you watched the Rocket game last night, people, but they must have had 8 gazillion second chance opportunities, 3rd, 4th. There was one possession. I think the Warriors failed to get the rebound 4 or 5 times. Am I wrong?
15 offensive boards yesterday.
If you'd have told me it was 500, I would have believed you.
Amen Thompson, I think you're referring to. He had 4, and he might have had like 3 or 2 in a possession.
So Pods, I think he's a better defender than Buddy Hield. He's clearly a better offensive ball handler.
Pods can dunk.
He's giving me more steals. He's getting more blocks, more assists, more rebounds. He's just bringing more to the table.
Right.
And look, is he at times a little hesitant on the 3? Sure. He's way more decisive. Again, I'm a little surprised. In the 12 games, since he missed 11, he's come back. It's been 12 games. Almost 29 minutes a game. 14 points, 5 total rebounds, 5 assists, almost 2 steals. That's pretty good.
Played about 40 minutes yesterday, and they needed him too. They need, like, this is the one thing about this squad. They're relying on 3 old players in Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph. you are going to need heavy minute usage from these young guys with the young legs, whether it's Moses Moody, yes, whether it's Brandon Podemski. We'll see what the minute allocation is for Jonathan Kuminga. You don't want to, you know, put too much on his load early, but if he can start getting his wind beneath him in those first few weeks back, then you're going to be leaning on JK going forward. Because that was the thing as well last year, Joe Shasky, with Jonathan Kuminga, and or was it the year prior? But remember, he was... It was the first time where he actually had a heavy usage load and his knees started to get... He used to be out with knee soreness, right? That's something you're going to have to be monitoring as well going forward. But you want to lean on these youthful legs of a Pods, of a Moody. Post at times, Gui Santos at times. Hell, Pat Spencer, again, 13 minutes yesterday. That was the back end of a back-to-back where a lot of your starters played heavy minutes. You had to get out of there late. You got into Houston very early, so it was a very short day. Again, huge win for them, 105-98. We're going to continue to react to it, 888-957-9570.
And here's the key with Podemski. He's shooting almost 36% from three.
Yeah.
Think about where he was as a three-point shooter before the injury.
Oh, he's horrible.
Every time he went to go line up a three, we all like, ugh. So I think he deserves a lot of credit. We bashed him a lot. I think he's gotten crushed almost unfairly. I've critiqued him. I'll raise my hand.
He's a sophomore in the NBA.
But these last 11 games have been really good. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for bouncing back after that injury. He sat and watched for a little while, and I think he's the better for it.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. More of your calls, more of your text, 888-957-9570. How are we feeling about the Golden State Warriors win over the Houston Rockets? 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. You go 3-3 on this road trip heading into the All-Star break. Where are you at, Dub Nation, heading into this All-Star break? How do you feel about this team going forward? We're going to discuss that. Anthony Slater, 8 o'clock. Bonta Hill, 9 o'clock in studio. Shameless shout-outs, 7:45. Happy Valentine's Day to all you just waking up. I love the holiday. Why? What's not to love? It's a loving holiday. You love someone, go tell them. All right, go get a card. You don't have to.
Go get a card. Go get roses.
Or
get
just
candy,
tell them. Send
take them
a text.
Dinner. Fixed menu. Gonna cost you $150 per person.
It's not about the money, Joe. It's just about, you know, the sincerity of what you're saying. Leave them a voicemail. If you get up this early and Michelle wakes up to a text, hey, no. I love you. Heart emoji.
As I was leaving the house, I kissed her on the forehead. I said, "I'll be back later. I love you." Shut up and don't wake up the baby.
That's true love right there.
Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Pods can dunk.
Jimmy Butler down the far wing. Waiting now. Driving to the paint. Jump pass over to Post. Post puts it on the deck. Bounce pass to Podemski. He's open. Takes a three and Podemski converts. Golden State has a double-digit lead. 33-21.
Dub Nation is Brandon Podemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, thanks, Pods. Pods can dunk, according to Guru. It's good to know.
What's the context of that?
Pots can dunk. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the barrier for three generations. When you succeed,
Pots
you succeed.
Can dunk.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We know!
The goo.
But it's funny just when he says that, because if you're in the NBA, chances are, even if you're 6 feet tall, you're going to dunk. Like, that's just baked into it. But he almost sounded surprised that, hey, guys, I'm defending Pots. Hey, he can dunk, man.
Yeah, he was on Stanley Group. He was giving Pods his flowers, you know, tell him what he could do. And he just came out with it so confidently and so nonchalantly. We're like, me and Evan were like, yeah, that's a drop.
That's a drop. They had Dunleavy on yesterday, correct? Okay.
You know, there's times where I wish Steiny would just understand, like, clear out, let Goo do his thing. You know, it's an ISO play. And Steiny doesn't realize it. Very similar to some of, you know, the guys like Carmelo who didn't realize that they were a bench player toward the end of their career.
Whoa.
There's times where Guru wants to clear out and Melo, a.k.a. Steiny, doesn't get the message.
You know what?
I love you both. I'm just teasing.
Do you know what? Steiny prides himself on passing the ball, Joe Shasky. I don't know if you know this. He loves passers in the NBA. He does not like a selfish player. So for you to say that, that's really going to get under his skin because he hates nothing more than selfish basketball.
Well, you know what? I think that that's a lie because he's a picker. He picks at things.
Really?
Oh, really? You said good, Guru? No, it's great. You said awful? No, it's atrocious. They love to get in the weeds.
It's a form of leadership, one might say. Anthony Slater, 8 o'clock.
Needles him.
Bonta Hill, and 9 o'clock in studio. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands,
I
and
love
Lathrop?
Them both, though.
Shameless shout outs in about less than an hour, 7:45. Shout out whoever and whatever you want. It's Valentine's Day. Shout out to the people that you love. I love this Warriors team right now, Jimmy Butler. Gonna be honest. If I could send a Valentine's Day to another man right now, it'd be to Jimmy Butler. Say, Jimmy, I appreciate you and what you've done to this team right now, because they are playing with an edge that we hadn't seen prior to the acquisition of him.
I haven't sent a Valentine in 30-something years.
Really? Our company said we can send out candy grams to other employees. I saw that.
It's a little odd.
Well, I saw that, and I was like, yeah, if I sent it to like a female employee, I feel like that would come off as a...
I didn't even think
right?
of that.
Like, I don't...
Shasky sends it to all the women employees.
Right?
You better be careful.
It comes off as like Michael Scott from The Office doing it, where it's just creepy. I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to send it to Sam.
Sam, did you send any?
He's not even in here.
He's not even here.
He might be like doing it right, filling out the form right now. That's what might be. Didn't he can send
this
out to
this candy gram is from Sam Loveman.
Exactly.
Heart. XOXO.
I would love to get one from Sam. Beautiful hair and all.
Do you think that Mike Dunleavy is sending a Valentine to Jimmy Butler?
Oh, absolutely. I think Joe Lacob's sending a Valentine to Mike Dunleavy. How about that? I appreciate you, Mike, for getting this deal done. And Mike was talking about it yesterday and saying, you know, there was not a lot of communication between a lot of people when this deal happened. It was really just me and Pat Riley, going back to the Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins trade.
Yeah.
And that's how these trades have to be. He even referenced Luka, that trade. He's like, there's a reason it was really just between Pelinka and Nico Harrison. Because once that stuff starts getting leaked, that's going to hurt both sides. They're not going to want to do business. There's a loss. The trust aspect is lost. So keeping those things tight-knit was very important. Now, it helped that Jimmy, you know, early on said, that's one of the teams I want to go to. So obviously there's a line of communication there. I don't think, Pat Riley wanted to appease Jimmy at the end of the day. He tried to get on his level. There's all the reports and stuff. They try to make amends at the very end of that. Jimmy wasn't having it. But I don't think he wanted to send him to Phoenix, because that was his number one priority for Jimmy. He wanted to go there. But according to all reports, there was a deal in place, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 team deal that would have sent Jimmy to the Suns and KD to the Warriors. But KD ultimately said, no, I don't want to do that. This, that, and the other. It's going to be very interesting, by the way, to see how KD's accepted here over the weekend when they announce his name for
the
All-Star game.
Standing ovation.
You think?
He's got a sign on Union Square with him and Steph and LeBron and Giannis.
We got a bunch of callers in here the day after the trade deadline saying, hey, KD's That's dead to me because he didn't want to come here.
Yeah, we were spurned. We didn't get the candy gram from KD.
But you got Jimmy Butler.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
You got flowers for the person you didn't want to get him from, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you're bringing up the Butler Miami Heat thing. Look, I tapped into the Lebatard show this week just to hear like what's the rhetoric. You know, about Jimmy Butler. What's the rhetoric about Andrew Wiggins? They're calling Andrew Wiggins a top 5 defender. And I'm like, yeah, he's a really good defender.
He is very good.
That's not what he is, though.
No, he's not.
He's not a top 5 defender. No. Like, come on, guys. Like, he's not prime Pippen. I like Andrew Wiggins, but I think the kind of the rhetoric around him has been a little, like, reckless.
We don't know where Wiggins is!
I don't. Well, he didn't play yesterday, so there's that, too.
And I'm mad at the Miami Heat right now.
Why?
Because they should have won yesterday. Wiggins didn't even suit up. They played the Dallas Mavericks. Clay didn't even suit up.
Did Kyrie even play yesterday?
And the Mavs won 118-113. Come on, Miami. I need you to do something. That's when you know the season is like really important, because I am scoreboard watching.
Well,
Kings L.
Mike Dunleavy literally said yesterday that loss to the Mavericks felt like a playoff loss. That's kind of what I was getting at yesterday.
It felt
like a playoff loss. Not that yesterday felt like a playoff win, but in kind of some ways it was, because that's a team that's actually going to be in the playoffs. You're not going to see them in the play-in unless the Rockets fall all the way down. I don't foresee that happening. They're just too much talent. They're too young, too explosive. But that was a win that you needed desperately, and it was the back end of a back-to-back. You were on the road where you've struggled this season. You've basically been playing 500 ball all season long, but especially on the road. And for them to get the win the way they did, the grit that they showed, the young guys, you know, Pajemski and Moody, hell, again, I mentioned Pat Spencer making a play here and there, Guy Santos, like, everyone was chipping in yesterday when they needed it, and they leaned on Jimmy, they leaned on Steph, and then Draymond hitting that three to ice the game, and you were talking to our big boss man, Nahegan, when he was doing his strut, he was doing his celebration. What'd you say it was?
Well, the boss said that it was equivalent to like the little leaguer that hasn't gotten a hit in weeks and then gets a little dribbler base hit, gets to first base, and then hits you with the bow and arrow celebration.
That's great. The Fernando Rodney.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the Fernando Rodney. God, I miss him.
Hey, I think also you kind of touched on it. might have been Pajemski's best game of the year in terms of affecting winning.
No, totally. It's a great
point.
I mean, his
defense was outstanding. I thought he was excellent yesterday. I crushed the guy, so I want to give him his props when he plays well. He's played really, really well since returning from injury.
And I think we are, as a fan base, as you know, a station, we're really hard on these young guys. Because we see the finality of all this coming to a head in the last
there's
in the
a
next
lot on
couple
their shoulders.
There's a lot right now because you want to maximize the Stephen Curry and now Jimmy Butler window that you have, which is basically 2.5 seasons left, and you're going to be expecting these young guys to learn very quickly. So whenever they do make a mistake, and he is only a sophomore, is Pod's even old enough to drink? How is he, 20, 21? He's
old enough to make me drink sometimes.
Well, exactly.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, that's fine. Right. You can have a St. Pauli's girl if you want, right? A Heineken Zero.
Heineken Zero.
No one wants that. I tried. It's just
my buddy Crow will do that from time to time. He'll have a non-alcoholic.
That's fine. I don't fault people for that. Yeah. But it's hard for me to digest that stuff without, you know, just getting a little sick. You have to be a little easy on these guys at times. I know it's hard to do that. Listen, we crush people for a living. That's kind of what we do. We like to crush these kids, and they're not kids, they're adults, this, that, and the other, but there's so much on the line here. And Mike Dunleavy was talking about it yesterday with Steiny and Goo that, you know, these are playoff type of matches going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now where we stand, I mean, we've kind of talked about it as the playoffs begin now. Every night matters.
Yeah.
Last night was just a huge, you know, it felt like losing game 5 on the road in a playoff series is really what it felt like. So that's how it's going to be for the next, you know, 28, 30 games, however many we have left. Every night matters. I mean, these standings are so tight. Usually every night you're playing not only playing the standings, but you may be playing a tiebreaker. Last night was a tiebreaker game for us against the Mavericks, you know, and these games are counting doubles. So I would hope, everybody understands that, feels it, the players, the coaches. I mean, we got to be in playoff mode. That's the situation we put ourselves in right now with kicking some of these games throughout the year, which have been really, really disappointing. But, if you like the playoffs, might as well get it started early.
All right. We're in playoff mode, Dub Nation. You heard it from the GM right there, Mike Dunleavy, on yesterday's Steiny and Goo. You can find that entire interview on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, or download the free Odyssey app. Again, did I mention it's free? It's free. Download it. You'll find it there. Playoff mode, Joe Shasky. I think you've been in it, though, for these last few weeks. People, we've been feeling that for a while now because the desperation is palpable from the fans when they call in, and I see it everywhere on social.
The team is playing a desperate brand of basketball that I appreciate. Like, they're matching the desperation that is required right now.
Steph is playing back-to-backs. That should tell you all you need to know. He wasn't doing that. Like, had they not made a move at the deadline, I don't know if you see Steph Curry playing that game yesterday.
That's a good point.
That's
a good point. I don't know. But I would say this. In the half court, 6 minutes to go, back-to-back nights, what I've noticed, they've got a guy in Jimmy Butler who can take someone on at the top of the key. They need another guy. They need Kuminga. They need another dude as a perimeter defender. I still want another bigger body occasionally because Draymond at the rim was spectacular against Dallas. And then on offense, I see multiplicity. And what I mean by that is that we can throw it to Jimmy on the block. We can have it Jimmy with the ball in his hands at the top of the key. We can have Steph have the ball at the top of the key. We can run pick and roll. We can run motion. We can run a variety of things. And the triangular, you know, the three-headed monster of Draymond, Jimmy, and Curry gives them multiple playmakers in the half court. And I don't think they could say that they had that with Wiggins. And it's not a knock on Wiggins. I just don't think Wiggins creates for others or commands the coverage that Jimmy commands, nor can get the points in the paint the way that Jimmy does, which forces the double team and opens things up for those shooters like Moses Moody. I love the final 5-6 minutes offense from this team. They have a whole new dynamic right now. And Jimmy might be their best, dare I say he's their best back-to-the-basket player since Bogut.
No, I don't think it's that outlandish, right? And again,
not to deny Durant, by the way. I don't want to forget Durant.
Durant's just so different.
Or Livingston.
He's just such a different body.
I totally agree.
Like Livingston, too. Like, that guy's tall, slender.
But he wouldn't go through you.
No, well, he couldn't. He wasn't big enough to do that. But Jimmy's big. Like, that's the difference here.
He's a better rebounder than I gave
credit for. Whereas KD could just fade away or just pull up and just jump everywhere.
Yes.
Like,
Like, Jimmy can't do that. Or he can, but he doesn't. He could actually just plow through you because he's 230. He's a big boy, and he doesn't mind getting a little gritty and dirty from time to time.
He plays strong.
Yes.
Which is, I can't remember the last time the Warriors had a guy, David West maybe,
yeah.
who played that, like, I'm just going to body you, junkyard dog you, backyard style.
Right.
You know, like, hey, we're at the park. I'm bigger than you. I'll miss my own layup, and I'll get the rebound, and I'll go right back up.
By the way, last night, the Warriors.
I love Jimmy. God, I love Jimmy.
All five of their starters scored in double figures for the first time this season, Joe Shasky.
That's the first time all year?
That's the first time all year all of their starters scored in double figures. They became the last team in the NBA this season to accomplish that feat. Hey, at least he did it.
Well, they've had 8,000 different lineups. Like
30 or something ridiculous. By the way,
they lead the league, 33.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 44 minutes. I want to ask this question, though. Right now, open up the phone lines, 888-957-9570. One word to describe, I was going to say first half of this season, but it's even like more than half. It's like 55 games.
Doesn't
so
this feel like a whole new version of the world?
It does.
Though?
How would you describe the season up to this point? Let's just say it like that. How would you describe in one word the season up to this point? I'm going to go here right off the bat. Chaotic. There's been a lot happening. There's been D'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield. Okay, we didn't get Lowry Markkanen, we didn't get Paul George, but hey, we got some guys. Hey, D'Anthony Melton, he could be a nice piece. He gets hurt almost immediately, it feels like. You trade him for Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder, oh, that's a nice piece. We don't have to give up much. And this is a couple second-round picks. And D'Anthony Melton, who wasn't going to be playing for us. That didn't work. You get desperate. You get a lot of injuries. Jonathan Kuminga, who was balling, gets hurt. Andrew Wiggins is being inconsistent. At least he's been consistently inconsistent. You don't want to part with him because of the vibes, I guess.
Consistently inconsistent.
That's what he is. That's what Andrew Wiggins is always going to be. He's been consistently inconsistent.
Sound like my wife.
You thought you were going to be in on Kevin Durant. Anthony Slater was joining us on our airwaves. He's going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. He said it was 50-50 he's going to come back here. You know, you get the sports version of blue balls. You don't get him. You get hurt. And then all of a sudden, you're talking yourself into Jimmy Butler. And now you're 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. You're one game over 500. You're in the 10th spot in the West. There's been so much happening this season. Stephen Curry's been shouldering a heavy burden this year. He hasn't been the same player, but he's still Steph, and you still love the guy. He's 5 of 13 from three-point land yesterday, 27 points. So the one word I would use to describe this first part of the season heading into the All-Star break, chaotic, Joe Shasky. What say you?
I'm going to go one word, and I'm going to go in honor of the All-Star game. You're going to probably see this 7,000 times. Lombard. As in, crooked as hell. Going one way, going the other, going back. I'm going Lombard Street here on you, okay? This thing has gone all over the place. If I was going to basically describe what's going on currently, surging. Meaning, I feel like this team is going to be surging at the right time. They're going to be the team in the final month in the season no one wants to see. I feel like Denver's one of those teams right now. They're on fire. 7-8 in a row. I don't know what they...
8 in a row for the Denver Nuggets. They're looking like the champs they were a couple seasons ago.
They're incredible.
Yeah, I mean, they got the best... I don't care what anyone says. It's always Jokic. Until Jokic doesn't do Jokic things,
agree.
He's the best player in the league, bar none.
100%
he's
agree.
So, good.
So, but I think like if you took them off the board, you know, Lakers are kind of a work in progress. We'll see what goes on with them. I don't want to diminish. Obviously, OKC is spectacular. I think surging is the word I would use for the last week because it feels like the vibes are surging. Their health is surging, meaning they're getting healthier, and the chemistry is clearly surging. And I feel like the coach is starting to pull the right levers because there's less stuff bogging them down. There's not 13 men I have to get involved. The young guys, you know, Guy Santos, Quinton Post, Pajemski, Moses Moody, they're all playing some of the best ball of their young careers thus far.
888-957-9570. One word to describe this team heading into the All-Star break is what? I said chaotic. Joe Shasky saying surging. What say you? 888-957.
I said Lombard for the whole season.
I know, but your surging sounds better though right now. Lombard.
Well, I like the crookedness.
Yeah, that's too nuanced though. If I say Lombard, people are going to look at it. Lumber? What? Lubman? What are you talking? What? I know we're in San Francisco.
Have you ever gone down Lombard Street?
Yeah, because you do it as a tourist. We're like, I don't know, when I was a kid probably.
We used to drink 40s at the top of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it a good view?
Well, we would scare tourists, probably.
Yeah.
Who are these locals?
Yeah, the bags over them, too. 211 Steel Reserve, is that what you're doing?
No, I was a Mickey's guy, okay. Old English.
Sure.
You know?
It's not an Arizona green tea is what you're telling me in that pack. Okay.
No.
That's what I thought it was.
No, yeah. No, we had to have that big bottle cap, you know what I mean? The little, little B in there, and then the inside, they'd have different words. So yeah, you know, just drinking that 40. That's what we used to do.
Sam, one word to describe this Warriors team at more than halfway point of the season.
I'll go with stressful, because they've been playing so many clutch time games this year. I mean, what's their total? That's like 35, 36 or some ridiculous number of clutch time games. Like, all these close games, these clutch games, when you're playing tight down the stretch like this and you got to lock in a little bit extra, like, that's got to be stressful for this team.
34 games, by the way.
34 games, yeah.
17 and 17.
I'm glad you didn't say torture, because I think that's so played out.
No. I'm going with stressful because, these clutch games, they are stressful. And when you're playing stressful games every night, like, that's going to wear on you as the season goes on. So, after the break, I would like to see, can we get some more blowouts, please? Just can we have some easier finishes to these games? Because you can't be playing, every game, clenched up tight like these guys have to, night in and night out when they're fighting off teams like the Magic or the Hornets, or last night it was the Rockets. Like, you're going to have close games.
The Rockets coming out to play.
But when you're doing it against, teams that are, far and away worse than you, it's just like, come on, guys. Like, you're better than this.
All four matchups against Houston this season have been clutch games, to your point, Sam Lubman, decided by six or fewer points. All right, New York Ken, who's in for Carter in the back. One word to describe this Golden State Warriors team right now.
I'm going to be a little optimistic about it. I'm going to say resilient.
Resilient?
Resilient. Because think about this. They had Pat Spencer in late games, running point.
Don't dog my guy.
No, I'm not.
Two
but
first
think
names
about that.
Too. Yeah.
Think about that. Hey. Curry with the tendonitis. Didn't figure out who they were going to trade for. Jimmy's off on the table. He's off the table. Kevin Durant. Dude, they've been resilient. Mike Dunleavy, we weren't sure if he was going to last as a GM. Everyone's like, well, we know why Bob Myers left. They've been resilient, and they're still in it.
I love that you went straight to Pat Spencer. Hey. We could probably field calls all day and not get a Pat Spencer call.
Well, the beauty of a Pat Spencer is he can just be walking down the street right now. You wouldn't even recognize him.
Oh, I would.
That's the best,
lacrosse legend.
But people always ask, what do you want to be, famous in right now? Or what sport would you want to be famous most in? Or make I'd love to be in hockey, because I could make so much money still. I'd be wearing a helmet or cap or whatever, a face mask on there. No one would recognize me.
Unless
I'd be making millions. It'd be great.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Unless
no
what?
Teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they all have fake teeth.
Well, no, I'd have that cage thing like Sidney Crosby has. My teeth are going to be fine. I need it for the schnoz, too. The beak would get broken instantly there. I'd look like Owen Wilson. By the way, 95.7 The Game and Under Armour are giving you a chance to score a pair of the new Curry 12s, Joe Shasky, before you could buy them. Listen to the Morning Roast today. Again, it was the read says all week, but today's the last day. Your cue to call is going to be 415-523-4652. You're going to be the fifth caller to the contest line. Not right now. It's going to be next segment, and you will win a pair of the Stephen Curry Under Armour What the Bay 12s. I've been seeing billboards when I crossed the Bay Bridge heading into Oakland too, all about them. They're sick. They released today on UA.com. For more info and to see what they look like, visit 957thegame.com. We'll give those away on the other side. You're going to be listening for a sounder. Do we have the sounder, Ken? Actually, I think I have it right here. I'm going to do it.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
That's going to be the sound. When you hear that sound right there, that little drop, next time you're going to call in to the contest line, 415-523-4652.
We're getting a couple of texts here.
Please.
In terms of, how would you describe the Warriors season in one word? Seesaw. That's from our guy Duke in the City.
I like that.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Love a good seesaw.
A teeter-totter?
Yeah. Teeter-totter. That's the old school. Knock out some teeth with those bad boys.
As my little brother Mikey would, because he couldn't pronounce his R's, teeter-totter. Yeah, that's how he'd say it all the time. Teeter-totter. Sewa, his twin sister. He couldn't do his R's. So cute. And look, in hindsight, love you, little brother.
That's great.
Little bro. He's doing great, too. He's did the Coast Guard. He's a nurse now. He's crushing in life. He's married, no kids, so they're traveling all the time.
Wow.
Good for them, yeah. Man. Crushing it, yeah. No crippling debt. Must be nice. 888-957-957. That get dark real quick. I'm sorry.
But I love my significant other here on Valentine's
Day. That's right. Yeah. Hey, it's love day, baby. Shout out to those that you love. That's all I'm asking. We get so bogged down in the Hallmark version of this holiday. It doesn't have to be that. Send a text. Hey, text your mom and say, Mom, happy Valentine's Day. I love you.
Ooh,
you know
are
what?
You kidding?
What? You don't do that? Who? What do you mean, who am I kidding?
Every time my wife has said, we're not doing gifts.
That's your wife. I don't know what to tell you.
We're not doing cards. We don't need to do any of those things. You didn't do anything for me? You didn't plan anything? Well, and they remember everything.
It's a test that you clearly failed.
Back in 1987, you didn't plan something for me for my birthday.
Sounds like you didn't. So maybe you should be thinking about her more often, Joe Shasky. That's what's coming up in the game brought to you by MB Jesse Painting. Shameless shout out, 745-888-957-9570. One word to describe this Warriors team heading into the All-Star Game. We're going to be breaking down All-Star Game weekend on the other side as well. Anthony Slater, 8 o'clock. Our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. And Bonte freaking Hill. Oh, yeah. Bonte ain't going nowhere. Every Friday, 9 o'clock with the roast. Bonte in studio. Can't wait for that on 95.7 The Game.